All this week on Morning Edition, we're examining how an influx of immigrants is affecting some European countries. This summer, 3 million people will be ferried across the Strait of Gibraltar. Most are workers from North Africa heading back home on their month-long vacations. The exodus gets bigger every year, creating an enormous logistical nightmare as immigrants head south through Spain. Jerome Sokolowski reports from the Spanish port of Algeciras.
Nearly 13 centuries ago, the Moors established a beachhead here on their way to conquer the rest of Spain. They called it Algezira Algeadra, the Green Island. Today it's known by its Spanish name, Algeciras, and at this time of year, the movement is in the opposite direction. Hundreds of thousands of Moroccans in cars and vans, with French, Dutch, and Spanish license plates, wait to cross the Strait of Gibraltar. Police in bright yellow vests direct them into serpentine lines on a vast parking lot at the port of Algeciras. The vehicles are packed solid. Children sleep in the back amid boxes of clothing, electronics, and even household appliances. An old van has a bulging cargo strapped to the roof. The driver, Ayashi Ben Saleh, explains what's beneath the tarp. Oh, things for gifts and for the home, he says. All sorts of stuff.
A bicycle for friends.
One of his French-born teenage sons, Hamid, says they've also got a refrigerator up there. He says they're better quality and cheaper in Europe. Saleh works as a bricklayer on the Côte d'Azur. Nearly every summer for the past 35 years, he's made the 3-day drive back to his desert village in southern Morocco. Now, Saleh says he's building a second home there with doors, window frames, and other things he's brought back over the years. Nearly everybody waiting here for the 2-hour ferry crossing to Tangier is Moroccan. Khalid Ayadar is an official with the Moroccan consulate in Algeciras. He says the wealth they bring back is a boost for his country's economy. Morocco doesn't want to lose these people, he says. They're a treasure. Manuel Alcazar Garcia is the security chief for the Algeciras Port Authority. They finish work on Friday, take the car, the family, and come all the way from Holland, from France, Belgium, and Britain, stopping as little as possible, he says. So when they get here, they're very tired. Not so long ago, the sleep-deprived Moroccans drove wrecks that were a danger on the Spanish roadways. Recent years, many of the puttering old Peugeots and Citroëns have been replaced by shiny new Audis and BMWs. But the exodus has multiplied, and Spain is doing more to control it. Police and port authorities join forces in Operación Paso del Estrecho, Operation Crossing the Straits. They identify Morocco-bound cars when they enter the country at the Pyrenees. En route, Arabic signs direct the travelers towards special highway rest areas. Here in Algeciras, the North Africans are welcomed in their own language. Hundreds of port workers hand out water bottles. They point the travelers to porta-potties and a white marquee where they can pray while waiting for the ferry. In a few weeks, they'll be back. Police will look under their cars with mirrors, while sniffer dogs check their bags for drugs or explosives. Authorities are wary that North Africans were among those allegedly responsible for the 2004 train bombings in Madrid and other terrorist plots in Europe. They want to make sure that terrorists don't try to blend in with the travelers returning to their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.